Talking now with Ben Hale from Western Livestock. Ben, let's talk about this week's markets at the first at the Oklahoma National Stockyards. What over 7,000 head at the yards yesterday? Pretty good action, seemed like.
Yeah, it was. You know, Ron is about 3,000 lighter than a year ago, but you know, part of that may be numbers, and part of it may be. I know some of them got rained out, so it could be a little bit of both. The market extremely strong on all steers. Very active, over 650 pounds on the heifers. They called a little softer, but under 650 seemed a foot higher. It was an extremely stout market yesterday.
What seems to be the attitude as you talk to these cattle producers, guys that bring cattle to town right now?
I tell you what, it's just everybody is very pleased with what's going on. Was going through some stuff earlier this morning on that and run across some account of sales from COVID 2020, and it is a lot better, $1,000 a head. So everybody's glad to be selling them in this high, and just hope we can hold it and get this board back up a little bit.
I would think we've gotten enough rains here since really about the 1st of May that has probably made a difference for a lot of folks regarding pasture conditions and you know, put some water in ponds and the like.
It is, you know, but we had a guy here yesterday selling cattle, and he's down in the southwest part of the state, and he's in a pocket that, you know, they've been getting a little bit, but sure needs some more, he told me, and it kind of surprised me that I kind of thought they had. But, you know, they said the grass is growing, we just need to put some water in the ponds, what he was talking about.
So that's probably the next stage for some of these guys, for sure.
Yes.
So, you know, you see this thing continue to be pretty active during the month of June. Of course, we've got in just a couple of weeks, we'll have, of course, the World Livestock Auctioneer Championship, and that'll be, I don't know if that'll almost replace the Monday after on that Saturday, or exactly how that'll work for all the cattle that you'll be trying to bring in.
I think it'll, you know, it's different when we had it 14 years ago. There were just a lot more cattle around, I think, because we were busy the Monday before. In the contest, we had 16,000 or 18,000, I think, and then the Monday afterwards. So it could, to some degree, you know, Ron, I think this rain is kind of stretching some of them out. I know Peyton and them down Wednesday was going to have a pretty good run of feeders, and several of them got rained out. They kind of got 4, 5, 6 inches there, Warwick over to Walter. So I know it rained some of them out.
So let's talk about the action of both Comanche as well as the Woodward markets this week.
Well, going, like I said, we'll be lighter at Comanche than what we thought we were going to be with the rain they got this weekend. Woodward probably about the same. Had an extremely strong market there last week on Thursday, and as well as Peyton, he had several feeders there Wednesday at Comanche, and that market was extremely stout both places.
And one other reminder for our friends that are in the northwestern part of the state, in the Woodward region, an opportunity for BQA training put on by Certified Angus Beef and Cisco end of June.
Yes, yeah, looking forward to that and have that going on. And then they've got some guys doing a steak feed there here before long on Ag Defense. So got a lot of good things going on up there at Woodward.
Very good. Ben, if folks want to talk cattle market with you, how do they get a hold of you?
940-631-2333.
Thanks, Ben. Ben Hale with Western Livestock. By the way, that BQA training is the 28th of June at the Woodward Livestock Auction Market. It'll be an afternoon training and then a CAB, Certified Angus Beef Dinner, that night if you want to attend. Ben Hale, of course, working with the Oklahoma National Stockyards, Western Livestock Commission firm there. Monday, Tuesdays, they've got the Comanche Market. They've got the Woodward Livestock Market, all in their family as well. WesternCommissionCompany.com is the website to check out. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.